49er fans, game day is finally here. It's time to answer your pregame questions in a segment that we like to call Teddy Football. Here to answer your questions is the voice of the San Francisco 49ers, Ted Robinson.
Scott Kegley and Ted Robinson back with another edition of our weekly podcast, Teddy Football. And Ted, thanks for joining me on this final week of Candlestick Park as we all say farewell. And what are your memories of Candlestick Park? And is this kind of a bittersweet week?
Wow. Well, it's a weird, and I don't mean to make this too personal, Scott, but since you asked, it is a strange week for me in that this is the second time I've closed Candlestick. As a broadcaster for the Giants, we closed Candlestick in 1999, at least from the baseball end, and I never thought I'd be back. I never envisioned the day that I would have this opportunity with the 49ers and then to really close Candlestick. So it's kind of unique from that standpoint. I think it's an interesting collision because the football game is still significant. The 49ers have a chance to get to the 5 seed. Probably not going to get a home game in the playoffs, but at least to get to the 5 seed, which would be great. They need to make sure they win tonight. You have the focus on football colliding with all of the celebration of the great history of this park, which to me is summed up because I always will think Candlestick is more remembered as the home of the 49ers, and it is champions and championships.
And Ted, you mentioned that 5 seed, and that's one of the questions that we got from Twitter this week, fans writing in with the hashtag TeddyFootball. Carlos Fonseca wants to know, how do they get that 5 seed? And of course, Ted, they still have an opportunity to have home field throughout the NFC if Seattle were to lose 2 games and the Niners went out. But they could be the 5 seed. They could be the 6 seed. Lots of options still on the table.
Yeah. Mathematically, they're still alive for that. I don't like the odds of it very much. I don't think anybody should count on that happening. Seattle is likely going to win, be the number 1 seed in the NFC. So the number 5 seed does 2 things. One is it keeps alive a very slim chance, very slim, but it keeps it alive of hosting a playoff game. And secondly, it avoids a trip to Seattle until the NFC championship game. If Seattle is the number 1 seed, then the 49ers would not have to go there until the championship game rather than the second weekend. Now, either way, the 49ers are going to have to be a road team, mm-hmm. and that's going to be different than the last 2 playoff years. There's no bye week, and you're going to have to go on the road, potentially in cold weather, and win. But that's something we've seen, Scott. Mm-hmm. This team can win on the road. This team can win in cold weather. This defense is the best weapon that the 49ers can take with them to win a road playoff game.
Yeah, on the road, you pack your defense, and one of the guys that they won't be able to pack in the playoffs, though, is fullback Bruce Miller. He's been placed on IR, and at Total Niners on Twitter, they wanted to know, is it true that Tom Rathman's coming out of retirement? Is he going to fill that void left by Bruce Miller? I think the answer is no, based on the movement and signing of Will Tukuwafu.
I like that question, Total. I would love to have a video of Tom Rathman's face if we could ask him that question right now. But you know what? If we could find today's version of Tom Rathman for the 49ers, that would be a welcome thing. And now to be serious for a second, this is a significant blow. Bruce Miller has evolved into a heck of a player. And I'm watching, again, the Tampa game on tape when we get home, Scott, and every time Frank Gore runs, he's running right on Bruce Miller's backside. So that's going to be tough. Now, having said that, the 49ers have Anthony Dixon in-house, who you know is never missing a shot to want to play. Will Tukuwafu coming back, who has played a little bit in that role before. And last year, remember, the 49ers lost Kendall Hunter mm-hmm. and Kyle Williams in the last month of the season, had to go to the playoffs, and then Mario Manningham, and had to go to the postseason without all of those mm-hmm. key offensive players and managed to get to the Super Bowl. So the loss of Bruce Miller is significant. There's no question, but it's not something that sentences this team in any way.
Yeah, but rest assured, Tom Rathman, though, not coming back. And, you know, every time I think of Tom Rathman, though, every time he sees me in the hallway, he always gives me the keep your head on a swivel. You're going to have somebody else doing that, playing some fullback this week. And Ted, the final question coming from @Seawill66. Is it okay for a man to cry about this end of an era? Of course, Seawill, a little heartbroken that Candlestick is going to fade away not too long.
Yeah, I'm also laughing. We should go run this by Frank Gore and see what he thinks. Hey, Frank, you want your coach to be out there blocking for you? What do you think about that, Frank? And you know what? I understand, Seawill. I get it. There are going to be people who shed a tear, and I don't have the emotional attachment to Candlestick that those who grew up here do. And I understand that. Everybody has a place. If you grew up anything around sports, everybody has a place where your dad or your family members took you to your first game. Mm-hmm. And in my case, that was Shea Stadium. So when Shea Stadium went down 5 years ago, that was my emotional moment. I understand that for thousands at Candlestick, this will be. And I got to tell you, Scott, before the Seattle game, walking up through the stands, down to the field a little bit, this is an hour, hour and a half before kickoff. It was the first time all year I noticed a lot of people taking pictures of each other with the field in the background, with the stadium in the background. It was people commemorating what was likely their last trip to Candlestick. I hadn't noticed that until the Seattle game, and I'm sure we're going to see a ton of that Monday night. And, you know, we're going to have Steve Young there and Jerry Rice there, and there'll be some of the other greats who've played for this franchise. The champions who've made this franchise so special will be there for one last time, too. I still think, I've been telling Eric Davis this, I think Steve Young should drop back and try to throw an out route to Jerry with Eric Davis guarding him and see if he can break that pass up without interfering. That's what I want to see.
All right, Eric, you've been officially called out. I'd love to see that happen because both those guys, all three of those guys, look like they could still play a bit.
Yes, that's exactly right. We saw Jerry was here for one of the games this year when he was the honorary captain. Mm-hmm. He was running down around on the field like, you know, in a suit, by the way, mm-hmm. like he was 25 years old again. So we all know how hard Jerry works at keeping himself fit, even at whatever, I don't even know how old he is now, but I'd say he's pushing 50. Mm-hmm. Looks great.
Yeah, it'll be an amazing last game, to say the least. But I think fans, when they move in and see Levi's Stadium and they see the new video boards that our executive producer, Robert Alberino, has installed there, I think they're really going to be blown away. They may even be blown away by Teddy Football being filmed on set at some nice new studios here at 4949 Marie P. DeBartolet.
Yeah, that puts pictures into the mix here, Scott. With me, that's a risk. If you guys are willing to take it. But no, look, having gone through this very same scenario 14 years ago with baseball, as emotionally tied as people can be to Candlestick and with all the great the Hall of Famers that ran on the field mm-hmm. playing baseball at Candlestick. The minute PacBell Park opened, Candlestick kind of got pushed in the background mm-hmm. because the new park was so special. And that's exactly what's going to happen in Santa Clara. The minute Levi's opens next year, the minute fans get a home that 49er fans should have. This franchise, the fans deserve it. The players deserve it. This is going to be a home that is worthy of all of that. And it will allow Candlestick to drift slowly back into our memory. So for one more night, everybody enjoy it and celebrate it because it served its purpose beautifully.
Well said, Ted. Certainly the end of an era and lots of memories to be made going forward at Levi's Stadium. Thanks so much, Ted.
All right, Scott. Good.